Yes, please.
Give me Jack Blandy again.
Be glad to, Mr. President.
Jack.
Yes, sir.
We were just talking about New York News. Walter said you were sitting there by Ted Lewis the other night, and he thought you converted him. And
no.
I told him you didn't give me any report on it. And,
no, sir.
I haven't seen him appear in New York News since you went out with him.
I talked to him about, I kind of was a little rough with him. I mentioned a couple of things, and I said, well, now, this doesn't jibe with your philosophy. Your philosophy and our philosophy doesn't jibe, Mr. Lewis. And he said, no, Jack. He said, no, after all, he said, I'm non-objective. I'm not Republican or Democrat, but I'm just critical of government in general. I said, yes, I think sometimes you get real super critical, don't you? All laughing. I kind of was a little rough with him, but I told him essentially what your philosophy was, the unifying and healing and looking forward to do these things that you thought needed to be done. And that on Vietnam, he said, well, you know, that's a political year. I said, well, Mr. Lewis, I'll tell you, I think whatever the president thinks is best in the interest of this country, he's going to do, whether it's good politically or not, because I'll be honest with you, what's important to the president is not to be president again. He's been president now. So what's important to him is do something that he can look back on in later years and know that he did what was right and just and wise, and that's what he's going to do, regardless of politics. I didn't convert Ted Lewis. Nobody's going to convert him, Mr. President. He's just a mean man, that's all.
How'd you figure him out?
I don't think he hates Lyndon Johnson or hates anybody. I think he's just a querulous fellow that no matter who's in power, he's going to be sniping at them. Even a Goldwater, he'd find things wrong with Goldwater. That's the kind of man he is, and nobody is going to convert him, because he's anti-whoever's in. And it'd be anybody. I don't think there's anything personal involved in it at all, because he made mention of the fact that he thought that you had been handling the country and you'd taken over and showed leadership. He admits that. No personal thing at all with him. And he's got this fella Castleman, who is managing editor, sitting to his right. And neither one of them are what I would call high-caliber people. The whole news is kind of a shoddy, kind of a tarnished operation anyway.
Mike O'Neill's a high-caliber fella.
Well, that's right. Dick McGowan is a third-rater.
Was he your host?
Yeah, he was. He'd been after me. He invited me in February, Mr. President, and I could hardly turn the guy down and then show up at the party. And so I said, fine, I'll go with you. But I think he's the third rater. I know nothing about O'Neill. He seems to be a high-type man.
Did you go to any of the parties afterwards?
No, sir. I left with you, sir.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right, well, that's good. We just... checking Walters, explaining that he was over there, he wasn't in with the big shot, said he was right next to Lewis.
I was right there,
himself.
But I cannot say, Mr. President, I did not convert the man. I just gave him the Johnson line, and he listened, and that was all. But I didn't convert him.
All right. Mary Margaret says now that she didn't want you invited anymore playing golf. I told her you weren't going to if you kept hitting birdies.
Well, now, Mr. President, I don't want you to do everything Mary Margaret says.
All right, okay.
All right, sir. Bye.